I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. In a country that long defined itself in black and white, this past decade marked a watershed moment. Latinos surpassed African Americans to become the largest ethnic group in America. Mexican immigration was just one driving force behind the change. According to cultural critic Gregory Rodriguez, Mexican immigration will transform the way Americans view race. It's the premise of his new book, Mongrels, Bastards, Orphans, and Vagabonds. And Gregory joins me now. How you doing?
Hi, nice to see you.
Yeah, it's great to see you again. So you kick off your book in 1519 with Hernan Cortez. It sounds like you think a lot of people need a long background on history. Tell us why you started there.
I think in order to find out how Mexicans will affect the American future, it's important to understand the Mexican past. And I needed to start at the beginning, at the conquest in 1519, when when Cortez and his men and some women arrived on the coast of Cozumel in 1519.
Now, some people say, Mexican-Americans say, we didn't cross the border crossed us. What do you make of that sentiment and how it relates to U.S. history?
Well, it is true that the first Mexican-Americans were people who became Americans by virtue of conquest and annexation. But those were about 75 to 100,000 people. And the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo in 1848 extended the right to citizenship if people within the conquered territory who stayed within a year and didn't go back to Mexico. But for the most part, those people who call themselves Mexican-Americans today are largely from 20th century migrations, the first one being the wave during the Mexican Revolution in the teens, and then, of course, the big wave from the mid-70s to now.
So why do you think Mexican immigration specifically, and you're not dealing broadly with Latinos, and you're not just dealing with Mexicans who are already in the U.S., although we'll get to that in a second, but why is Mexican immigration now so important?
Well, I'm dealing with Mexican immigration because the other factoid I think that makes it so important is that in the last 3 or 4 years, Mexicans surpassed Germans as the largest immigrant group in the history of the United States. They're not only the most biggest contemporary immigrant group, they're also the immigrant group with the deepest roots, and it's ongoing, and I think they're very important, and we've sort of forgotten them. We use the generic term Latino or Hispanic, and we've forgotten the importance of disaggregating and understanding the importance of each individual national origin group: Puerto Ricans, Colombians, Dominicans, etc.
Now, the U.S. Census has changed some of its categorizations, but Latinos or Hispanics are considered an ethnic group and not a racial group. And some people put down no race or mixed race or white or, you know, and how does that classification by the U.S. Census affect Mexican immigrants specifically who come and find this whole different hierarchy?
Well, if I step back just for a second, from 1850 to 1920, Mexicans were de facto whites. They were considered white by the federal government, in part because they were not black. The definition of white was that one was not black. And two, again, that treaty, the all-important Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, which ended the Mexican-American War in 1848, but in the mid-19th century, only white people could become citizens of the United States. Now, if some Mexicans were extended to right to citizenship, then that means that Mexicans were de facto white people. By 1930, nativists trying to keep Mexicans out of the country sought to reclassify Mexicans out of the white category because there was a law passed in 1924 that only whites and then blacks could become citizens of the United States. So by 1930, they created such a thing as a Mexican race. So Mexicans were classified differently based on the political climate of the times, and Mexican Americans themselves sought to classify themselves differently based on what they thought was in their best interests. So by the 80s, we know the creation of the Hispanic category and the fine print, a Hispanic can be of any race. And the 80s and 90s and the 2000s, we've seen that people of Mexican origin in particular are not uniform or not unified in how they describe themselves racially. Here in California, about half of Mexican origin people say they are white. The other half opt out of the system altogether and put other. And that has been of great concern to the demographers at the Census Bureau, who are right now discussing whether to get rid of the other option and thereby forcing Mexicans and other Latin American origin people to choose a race. The millions of people choosing the other category is presenting itself as a challenge to the demographers who want to keep people in neat, stratified little groups.
So when you look at something like the 2008 election, where you have some people, some candidates, really talking constantly about illegal immigration. You have other people reaching out to Mexican Americans. How do you make sense of where things are playing out politically?
Well, it depends on, the political and ethnic climate of the moment. When you find when there's an anti-Mexican sentiment afoot, which there is now, you'll find that Mexican Americans the social distance between Mexican Americans and Mexican immigrants will close, because there is this sense. Let me give you an example. Before the vote on Proposition 187 here in California, the Anti-Illegal Immigrant Initiative in 1994, up to half of Latino voters were going to vote for it. But as we got closer to the election day and the rhetoric became more racially charged, then more Mexican Americans, remember, most Latino voters are U.S. born, not immigrants. They suddenly thought, hey, wait a second. Are those people who don't like immigrants, are they including us in that group? So right now there's a hunkered down moment in which Mexican Americans are seen are being sympathetic and having some solidarity with immigrants. That is not always the case. During times of when that anti-Mexican climate subsides, that the social distance between Mexican Americans and Mexican immigrants grows again.
To wrap up, when you take a look at Mexican immigrants, do you think that this is a group of people who will eventually be subsumed, even people who are not here with legal status, into the panoply of the broad American culture in a way that, for example, African Americans have not been?
Well, let me, one thing, immigrants themselves behave like immigrants always have. They're not the ones making the broad-term changes. My book is looking at the long-term changes that Mexicans over time will make on U.S. culture. So the immigrants themselves enclave, hunker down, and network among themselves. The changes come with the Mexican Americans, the second, third, fourth, and latter generations. But I don't know. I mean, I argue that there's no group as American as African Americans. So I don't know. In a sense, there's been greater entree into whiteness for Mexican Americans. But at the same time, Mexican Americans have never struck the American imagination in the same way that the African American experience has. They've been here since day one.
Well, Gregory, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Gregory Rodriguez is a cultural critic at the Public Policy Institute, the New America Foundation. He's also an Irvine Senior Fellow at the New America Foundation. His book is called Mongrels, Bastards, Orphans, and Vagabonds, Mexican Immigration and the Future of Race in America.